USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A weekend storm is bringing a blizzard to much of the northern U.S. with bitter cold and hazardous driving conditions due to whiteouts and black ice. Air travel is also becoming chancy. Chicago's O'Hare was closed for a time on Friday. At the Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe on the border of California and Nevada.
We pulled into the parking lot and the person that was next to us said that she had been on the chairlift and saw the avalanche happen and heard all the screams.
One skier was killed. Another was seriously injured. Some good weather news. Australia is doing better thanks to rainstorms that are helping douse the dangerous wildfires. Animal groups are now trying to rescue wildlife on Kangaroo Island. Officials say half of the island has burned. So far, more than 15 million acres and 2,000 homes have been destroyed in Australia. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case in which Electoral College members seek the right to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. Three were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other seven were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in the Artemis program in 2024. USA's Tim Berg reports.
13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
"We're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like."
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.